This is a seller die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by
Owler.
Owler is the crowdsourced competitive intelligence platform that a million business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts.
And here's the best part. If you sign up for free, you can follow me on Owler and automatically get my latest sales tips and videos along with insights relevant to your business. Go to Owler.com. And in the search box, you type in Buy Gittimer. Then just click on the yellow star and follow me. Owler is completely free to use and valuable. Come on, follow me. Go to Owler.com today.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly with my special guest, my brother from another mother, Jeffrey Gittimer. Oh, you've seen him. If you've gone into Barnes & Noble, if you've gone into any of the major bookstores, you have seen his books. Usually, it's a whole section of the self-help division that has Jeffrey Gittimer books, whether it's sales, whether it's attitude, whether it's, I mean, it's just so much. He is incredible. And he, let me tell you, when you go to his office, I have to tell you this for folks, you have to visualize it. He has he bought up half of a condo. By that I mean a building, not the condo itself. He has two or three floors, and then you go into one of his studios, and it's just the most incredible library of self-help materials, and it's stuff on the walls, and it is encouraging. It's like you're in this Wizard of Oz kind of place of self-help and positive thinking and positive sales. And then he is so giving. He gives to everybody. I mean, I'm just amazed at how he has kept things going, because he gives to everybody. He helps everybody. And so I just love being in his energy because the energy is so high. And he has been able to build a business. Now, real quick, let's tell people you're from Philadelphia.
Right.
And you grew up...
home of the Philadelphia Eagles, this year's Super Bowl champions, for those of you who don't...
Call for those things and be not as though they are. There you go.
We lose a quarterback, we lose the best tackle in the history of pro football, and we're still going to win.
Yes, there you go. So let's talk about what it is. How did you go from Philly? You were a sale. You were just a guy selling stuff. I mean, was it on the street or where?
I literally grew up in a negative world. If you have gone to a sporting event in Philadelphia, you know that you throw snowballs at Santa Claus. You throw batteries on the field. You litter. You swear. You pee anywhere. And
fans.
Oh, yeah,
world.
In the world. So I thought, Willie, I thought that's how everybody is. Then I started my selling career in Manhattan, cold calling. And I don't know how many of you listening have ever cold called in Manhattan, but up yours is a greeting. And these are people that you have about 20 seconds to share your value with somebody or they throw you out. So I'm in this instant society, literally, where people are not always as friendly as you would hope them to be. No matter what your value is, somebody's always smarter than you are. And you put yourself in that position, and I succeeded there. I succeeded because I was able to transfer my attitude, which I got, by the way, let me go back to 1972. I was with a bunch of guys. We were in this network marketing company that wasn't the greatest on the planet, but it was Glenn W. Turner, and I got my attitude from Glenn and by reading one chapter of Think and Grow Rich every day for 1 year. And we did a book report on it in the morning. So I literally, the book only has 15 chapters. So we read the book about 10 times that year. And all of a sudden, you begin to go, wow, I get it. Repetition leads to mastery. And you think about it in your own, you think about it in your own life. When you hear a song and you like it, you tap your foot. After you hear it five times, you can kind of sing along. But after the 10th time, you can sing it on your own. You sing the chorus, you sing the three note, whatever. You're in the shower, you're singing off key, but you can sing it on your own. And the challenge that anybody has is if they're looking for the right kind of attitude, they have to repeat their own mantra to themselves and ignore what other people are trying to tell you. During the year of 1972, I never turned the television on the news, ever.
Wow.
I didn't need it.
Wow.
I know what was going on. And now I'm like you, I'm in hotel rooms about 200 nights a year. I never turn the TV on. I'm a writer. Mm. I don't need the television. If I need to know what the news is, I drag my bag over the top of the USA Today that's on the ground in front of my room. I kind of glance down and I figure out what's going on. And enough people talk about it now. If I need news, I can go online right now. I can Google anything, and in 2 seconds, I can find out what's going on. So I don't need to expose myself to the evening hour of the news. It's a bunch of negative things that aren't going to help me. So I have a recommendation. If you're sitting out there and you're watching television, just ask yourself this question. If this show can't double my income, why am I watching it? Because you all want to double your income. Everybody's sitting out there going, man, if I could only make twice as much money, I'd be on top of the world. Well, you can. Just ignore goofy things. You don't need to watch CSI Cleveland. Nothing's happening there. And you don't need to watch Lost. You just pull out your GPS and you find yourself. What you need to do is focus on the most important person in the world, which is yourself. When you become the best person you can be for yourself, automatically you can start to become the best person you can be for others. Don't sacrifice. Attitude is a selfish thing. You give it to yourself first. Then you can be the best dad or the best husband or the best wife or the best employee or the best boss. Whatever you want to be best at, the first thing you have to do is be the best person. And that's easy to understand for anybody. It's just hard to do.
Hope y'all are getting this. This is why Jeffrey Gittimer has built a multi-million dollar business. And this is not a guy who grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth. He did not come from a rich lifestyle of parentage. He came from the streets of Philadelphia, going up the rough side of the mountain, fighting the fights, building a business, but he learned the principle. That book changed his thinking, and he didn't stop. He continues to learn and grow. He continues to fill himself up with the pure, the powerful, and the positive, as Zig Ziglar used to say, because that will have an impact on your ability to face the challenges of life, which you're going to face. You know, I tell y'all all over and over again, you're going to have setbacks. Setbacks are waiting for you. Murphy's Law is coming to visit you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't stop. Don't worry about it. Start working on the thinking and your attitude. And that's what Jeffrey has been able to do. So this new book, which is an old book, and it's called again, Jeffrey.
The Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude. And all you have to do is just go to Amazon and just put Yes Attitude in the search box, and it'll pop right up. It'll be the number one thing that's there.
I want y'all to get it.
Thank you. And hurry up and get it. Like, stop what
that's
you're doing.
Right.
Go on your phone right now. While you're listening, you can still buy it. The iPhone is now multitasking. But I want to share something with you that everybody has keys in their life of what they need to do in order to win. You and I are both givers. That's why we've won in our lives. And it starts out kind of crazy. And I don't know what your first area of giving was. My parents were always givers. My dad was always a giver. But when I was in college, I went to Temple University. I could have dropped out of any school, but I chose to drop out of Temple. And my buddy and I would go to the racetrack. And we'd cross over the bridge to get into Northeast Philadelphia. And the bridge toll was a dime. And we would always, for good luck, pay for the guy behind us. So we give the guy at the bridge 20 cents. Hey, take care of my father-in-law behind us. And people, we would sort of slow down to watch what the reaction was. People were flabbergasted that someone would actually put up another 10 cents so they could cross the bridge. But it made me feel good, and it was always fun to watch. And people would speed up to come by us to wave and thank us. It was fun. And you learn that by giving just a little bit, how much you can make somebody else smile. And change
exactly
it.
Right.
They'll tell that story for a year.
Yes.
So I have a rule. I make 10 people smile every day, and I do one random act of kindness every day. whether it's helping an old lady cross the street or hold her coat or push the elevator button for somebody, anything I can do, random act of kindness. Sometimes if, when I'm flying, I overtip at the curb. Mm. Now, by doing that for 20 years, you automatically become next. Mm. If there's 100 people online waiting to fly on Thanksgiving, I'm next.
When you give like that, thanks come to you. As you give, so shall it be given unto you.
Right.
And so,
and listen, here's the deal. I don't give to make somebody else feel good. That's a byproduct of why I give. I give because it makes me feel good.
Yes, that's
and
right.
You can call it selfish if you want to, but, and, you know, $20 may not change my lifestyle right now, but it could change somebody else's. It could mean that their kid gets a birthday present or they get to take their wife out for dinner. But whatever the circumstance is, I'm going to make sure that I give to the ability of my financial circumstance at the moment, because like anybody's, it goes up and down. And I think that you have to look at this from a standpoint of what makes you feel good in your own mind, in your own heart, in your own body, and do that and do it often.
Back with the one and only, the king of sales, the yes attitude man himself, 13-time New York Times best-selling author, world-class guy, multimillionaire builder of a big company that has impacted more salespeople than almost anybody on the globe, the one and only Jeffrey Gittimer. Jeffrey, I'm so grateful for you being my friend and also for you being such a light and a bright light in our industry, the speaking industry and the self-help industry, as well as someone who tells it like it is. Everybody knows you tell it.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, hey, Willie, first of all, the feelings are mutual. And second of all, it's like birds of a feather sort of stick together. And,
that's right.
You know, you attract the people that you want to become. And for me, you know, you live in the National Speakers Association a few days a year. And you know who you want to hang around with.
Right.
You know who you want to learn from. You know who you want to hang around with. You know, I like to give a breakout session every couple of years just to make sure that I'm able to speak to my peers in a way where they can benefit, where they feel value. I've given a lot of talks. Right. I've written a lot of books. People want to know how. People want to know why. And, you know, how is not the easy part. Why is the easy part. I love what I do.
And, well, you've been able to build, and you share with so many people how to build their business, how to build their wealth, and that's what I just think is so. You give it, so just give it. You just give it.
But keep in mind, Willie, I'm a sales guy, so people will call me on the phone here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and say, "Can I buy your lunch and pick your brain?" And I say, "Well, that's not what I do because I actually charge for my advice." So here's the deal: I charge $1,000. For brain picking, and I'll buy your lunch.
There you go.
And they do it. It's funny as hell. And I literally, people will fly in to have lunch with me.
Wow.
So I feel real good about, listen, I feel real good about that, but you can't always give it away. You have to eat.
Yes. That's
and,
right.
You know,
that's
don't right. don't feel like, I hear people say, "I gave you the best years of my life." Like, what are you doing that for? They're your best years. Keep a couple for yourself. This is all about who you are and who you want to become. And you're never going to become that person by just giving everything away or sacrificing. Right. You're not a martyr in this world. You're a member of the human race, and you want to be the best you can be for yourself first.
Right. Well, you've done that. So, now, tell us some of the secrets, some of the just a couple of fine points out of this book, this new attitude book. Tell us some of the things that people can take away and walk away with and make them run, go get it right.
Well, the first thing that I do is I talk about the attributes of yes attitude and how you listen and how you respond and what you're supposed to do in situations where things don't always go your way. And normally when someone's in a fight, you know, a verbal fight with someone, you lose your creativity.
Right.
And because you get down the road 5 minutes and you go, "Darn, I wish I should have said this to that guy." Well, the reason you didn't say it is because negativity blocked creativity. And this is what you have to do. When you're in the fight with somebody, instead of saying something, ask something. And when you ask, you put the other person on the defensive. You're in control of the conversation. It's amazing what it can do. And
wow.
And when somebody starts to yell at me, you know what I do? I say, thanks. And they go, what do you mean, thanks? Well, I said, look, obviously you're angry at me for something. If you hadn't told me, I would never know how to get better. So I totally appreciate what it is that you're saying, and I'm going to take action on it. It blows
wow.
people away. It blows people away.
Wow.
And okay, so someone calls you up on the phone. Let's say you're in a service business someplace. You're working a store. You're working a business. You're in customer service. And someone's yelling at you, even swearing at you.
Yes.
The first thing you do is you utter these three words. Oh, that's horrible. But you can't do it that way. You go, oh, that's horrible. And you begin to empathize and you begin to communicate in a way that the other person feels they're on the you're on the same side of the fence with them. And then you say, you know what? That's my favorite problem. They won't know what the heck to say. That's my favorite problem are three words that will stop people dead in their tracks. And that's part of attitude, Willie.
That's right.
That's the part where you can neutralize the other person's negative attitude and begin to communicate with them in a positive way. So,
folks, I want you to let your children hear this message.
Yeah, bingo.
Far too many children get into arguments and end up in fights, and some of them end up dead because the attitude was, I'm going to have to get respect, or I'm going to have to show my way. I got to win in this.
Yeah, I want vengeance. I want, you know, I want to get back at that guy. That's
right.
The dumbest thing you can do.
Teach this principle. Teach this technique. It can help your children, help you, and if you're married, many of you know you got my new marriage book. If you don't have it, go to jollymarriage.com. Make love, make money, make it last. Dee and I have been married for going on 33 years, haven't had an argument in over 30 years. But we do exactly what Jeffrey said. We don't.
No,
we
you
don't
do exactly what Dee says. That's how you
right.
haven't had an argument in 30 years.
You know it's right.
You have more of a yes. It's not just yes attitude for you. It's yes, ma'am.
That's right.
You tell her
that's
I said that,
truth.
Too.
I will tell her. I will
okay,
tell her.
Cool.
So, what else can we get out of this book today?
Well,
and one more time, of course, some of them have to jump
this
off.
This book is going to tell you how to recognize it, how to achieve it, and then how to maintain it and keep it forever. With anything you have, whether it's a car or a house, you got to maintain it. And maintaining your yes attitude doesn't mean, look, I got it, I can forget about it. No, you got it and you deal with it every day, just a little bit. And that edge will keep you happy and mentally healthy. Now, go to Amazon.com, and just put yes attitude in the search box and the book will pop up right away. That's one, and you can get an audio of it. You can get a Kindle copy of it. You can get a hard book copy of it. If you mail it to me, I'll sign it and send it back postage free. So all the things that you're looking for are found in one book that can help you with the foundation of your life. So if you want to go to my website, sure, go to Gittimer.com. But I'm telling you right now, go to Amazon or walk in a Barnes & Noble bookstore or go in an airport bookstore. The book will be stacked up and you'll be able to get it very easily. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.